Time of night. Time of day. Not the big clock, you know? Everybody knows? He told you? Time of day? Okay. Time of day. And it's the time of day, not the big clock, right? Whatever. But if you consist them with the same one, if there's a problem, then you can... Or if you can set your watch to the same, yeah.
You don't give me the time of day.
So how's it going?
How's it going? Well, the beginning is always a little bit chaotic, I have to say.
You were here probably for the first beginning 33 yes. years ago.
Is that how long it was?
Well, I guess I'm just trying to hard do the math.
Okay.
Do you remember anything about it at all?
I do, because I ran it.
So how come you're not doing the ceremonial first mile or first
line? Because I'm in charge of the counters, and I have to make sure that everything runs smoothly.
What was it like that first time you ran?
How did you say that was 33 years ago?
I'm doing the math, 1978, something like that. Okay. Do you remember? What was it like for you?
Well, I was a lot younger, and I was in shape, and I was running regularly. So it was. I remember it was hard. But Guru ran, and it was very inspiring because Guru was running at the same time.
But he didn't run the whole thing until the following year, though. 79,
okay.
It's 80.
Okay, so maybe that's the one I remember. I did the first two.
And were you scared? Do you remember being scared about doing it? You probably hadn't even run a marathon.
I think I had. I can't, you know, it's so long ago, I honestly can't remember, in all honesty. I really can't.
But when you were running these things, and you're out there all night long, what was the best part about it?
Feeling like you were doing something that Guru wanted you to do, the surrender. I could feel like Guru, you know, almost pushing. You know, it was beyond us. I mean, at that point, I felt it was something. Because I'm not a long-distance runner. I was a sprinter. I like to do fast and short, get it over with. So I found that was... I could feel Guru, like, somehow.
Well, so now you're in charge of the... We got a lot of counters. How many counters have you got here?
Well, we have to PP, so... what is that, like LMN, so I can't figure out what that is exactly.
Okay.
I have to count.
So from AA to PP?
AA to PP at this point, and then, that's quite a bit, actually.
That's not easy, making sure there's counters here all night long, though.
Yeah, well, we have two shifts, and so Prate is really great at, okay, Lodney, thank you, we'll see you in a few hours. Okay.
At a part of the crew going away, coming back later.
So, well, Lodney and I shift. We both do the first part. We do all the preparation while Pratea gets everything all organized. People sign up, and then Manchrita puts it all, you know, Manchrita and her husband put it all together on sheets, and then we put everything into the folders, and we make all, you know, the letters and all that, and then when they come, we make sure that everybody picks up everything appropriately, and that everybody knows, counters know who their runners are, and vice versa. It's a little chaotic in the beginning when people don't speak English.
Even at a certain point when you get tired, perhaps even you don't even speak English.
That's right.
Getting beyond all the technical part, it is the birthday right now. And it's still kind of neat and kind of cool to be here, still doing this after doing the math 33 years, right?
Exactly. It's like, well, it's been our project ever since the beginning, the Canadian project, and we feel it's our privilege, you know, to do it. It's like an honor to honor Guru on his birthday. I remember, you know, Guru many times he would come, and we always were so thrilled when Guru would just walk around the track, you know, and in the early days, he would... walk, you know, walk by, and he would bless all the counters, and he would just bless all the runners, and it was so nice. So I, you know, we still feel it. He's here.
David, thank you.
Thank you.